Falls, 4th Avenue, Rock Island.
Will this be a story you live to tell?
Friday mornings, the River City's Reader movie critic comes in. He's also the entertainment editor for that fine publication / website.
We're puzzled.
Mike Schultz joins us here. What are we puzzled by?
Which?
Yeah, this time it's personal, the Jaws tagline. Which Jaws is that for?
Well, three, because...
Three. Second one was just when you thought it was safe to get back in the water.
Right. Yeah. The third one, he's chasing down Scheider's wife.
Yeah,
he follows
okay.
her to the Bahamas because it's personal.
Okay.
He wants to kill.
And which one what's is, four then?
Which
there
one
was never
which,
a Jaws?
Which one
yeah,
is Mr.
yeah.
T
that's
in.
One with Michael Caine.
What?
Jaws the Revenge or something?
Oh yeah.
Like 87-ish?
There was a Jaws.
I thought
four?
That was the this time is it's personal one. Maybe I'm wrong because I thought
maybe
three. I thought three was just the one where we're pushing the 3D and Bess Armstrong and Dennis
no,
Quaid.
No. Okay. Jaws 3 is in 3D. Where they're at the water park, and they think
yes.
it's a good idea to have him at the SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Jaws 4 is the revenge is where the shark is stalking
yes.
Roy Scheider's wife.
This time
wife.
It's personal.
Yes, this time it's personal.
I think
and that's the one Mr. T was in.
Was he in one of those? Really?
No, that you're thinking of Rocky 3.
Oh, Rocky 3. That's
yeah, right. yeah, yeah, yeah. They yeah. all blend.
No,
all these
I'm
80s
looking at the
flicks,
poster
yeah.
here, Jaws the Revenge. This time it's personal. I forgot there were four.
Yeah.
Four movies. So if there's another Jaws movie, it would be number five.
Wow. Yeah. Or just a reboot of number one is probably what'll happen, you know.
Martin Brody died of a heart attack. His wife, Ellen, thinks it was from fear of the shark. She now lives with Sean and his fiancée.
You know, if you
Tiffany.
Stay on land, you're safe, Brody.
But he died? How did he die? Did he die like in his Lazy Boy? But all of a sudden it was like,
shark!
You're out there with the shark. That you survive.
Then you can have, yeah.
That you survive.
That's where you'd have the heart attack.
When he's chewing the boat, that's the time
right.
to have the heart attack.
But he survives yeah. that. It's when he's just sitting
just
in the
hanging
Lazy
out.
Boy watching the game. And goes,
right.
Huh!
And then dies.
Yeah.
And then a civil suit against the shark, I guess.
So,
part of Mrs. Brody.
She lives with Sean and his fiancée, Tiffany. Sean works as a police deputy. And is sent to clear a log from a buoy on Christmas Eve.
Well,
as he does so, a massive great white bursts out of the water, rips off his arm, and then pulls him under the surface and kills him. Ellen is convinced
that yeah.
that shark targeted Sean on purpose.
He's the one who put the log in the buoy.
So she he set it up.
Yes.
It's a trap.
So she goes to the Bahamas to spend time with older son Michael and his wife Carla and their 5-year-old daughter. Ellen meets carefree airplane pilot Hoagie, played by
Michael Caine.
Of course. Of course.
Well, he'll cash any check.
He absolutely will. He's got mortgages, you know.
Michael and his
kids.
Friends work as marine biologists. On the day the enormous shark unexpectedly appears, having chased her down to the Bahamas...
Uh-huh.
Michael and Jake decide to keep quiet about the shark's presence because Ellen is trying to convince Michael to get a job on land. Let's not tell Mom about the shark. She's just going to nag
She'll just
me.
Worry.
Right. Jake stabs a heartbeat tracking pole into the shark's side. The next day, Michael gets chased by the shark and barely manages to escape unharmed. Thea goes on a banana boat with her friend Margaret and her mom. During Carla's speech about her artwork, the shark suddenly attacks, kills Margaret's mother, and then scares little Thea. This time... The shark, in Ellen's opinion, has gone too far.
Yeah.
So she takes Jake's boat and goes after it.
There's a banana boat? Deo!
I want to see this again immediately.
They end up putting a bomb somehow in the shark's stomach.
Yeah, that's right.
The shark explodes.
All I remember that movie is Michael Caine jumps in the water at one point and then gets up out of the water and his shirt is dry. I remember that completely. It's like, really? Wow.
I was in Jaws 4.
No one noticed that.
I was in Jaws 4 to Revenge. Not a lot of people know that.
Thank you. We should probably talk about movies that are out now.
I didn't mean to hurt anybody.
What have you...
But you do hurt people, Jaws. You do hurt people.
another remake of Alfie starring a great white shark. Okay, what movies did you see since you
what
were
I
here
see?
Last?
Saw some good stuff. What did I see? The Ides of March. Oh yeah,
yes.
yeah. Clooney and Ryan Gosling.
Thriller.
Political thriller. What a blast that was.
Good stuff.
It was
huh?
a really good time. Yeah. Well, what I didn't expect, I kind of, I kind of thought it was going to be young, idealistic Politico, you know, gets his dream shattered when he realizes that, you know, is the way candidate. Work. Yeah, it's like, oh, he's not as great a guy as I thought.
Yeah.
Kind of wrong about that. Everybody in this is a selfish, manipulative son of a bitch.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
They are just, what I wrote, it's like a West Wing episode. If everyone in it is just this venal, awful person, you know, it moves real fast. It's got great dialogue, good plotting. Surprising, really surprising stuff. Yeah,
very
I had
good.
A blast. Good people in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. What else? And Real Steel. Haha. Hugh Jackman movie.
Yeah.
Boxing robots.
Yeah.
What a blast. What a hoot.
Really?
So good.
Yeah.
I mean,
really?
Sincere. Like a real, it's a Rocky movie. It's really, it's a sports movie, but with big battling rock'em sock'em robots in it. And it's, you know, it's the traditional underdog story. It's like, okay, let's get this you know clumsy piece of metallic poo.
Does the robot learn how to love or something? Or?
No. The robot really doesn't develop a personality.
But he's
got he's got eyes that look like Eve from WALL-E. You know those sweet little blue you know eyes and stuff. And so you kind of you read into him.
Yeah.
You know. Feelings and whatever, but it's a blast. It makes you want to cheer at the end. It's a Rocky flick.
So you like both movies?
I really like both movies.
Wow!
And then I saw Courageous, the Christian themed cop movie.
Yeah.
Which was a really really interesting experience to be in that audience. It's made for its base, and they respond. By God, there was cheering. There was louder laughs than I've maybe heard in years at movies.
Mm-hmm. Give us an idea of one of the jokes of the movie.
One of the jokes of the movie. It's about these four cops, and they also have this tag-along handyman, this Mexican laborer who they befriend,
mm-hmm.
who you know just wants a job. And at one point, they have to get a gang leader to prison. And but they've already been driving around the handyman, so he's already in the back seat. And they're like, "Well, we can't really put this gang leader in the back seat with our handyman pal."
Mm-hmm.
So they get him to pretend the handyman to pretend that he's a rival gang leader, who's like this really tough, you know, kind of scary guy who pops his eyes and stares at him and says, "You know, you took my tacos and stuff like that." You know, I mean, but in Spanish, so the other guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Audience on the floor laughing at this like minute and a half long routine of stunning. And I mean it's one of those it's a scene that you smile at and you go, oh, that was pleasant, that was nice, but screaming laughter. Wow.
But then
wow,
as
this
movie,
thing played well.
Just
the actual movie is kind of inept. Yeah, it's
yeah.
just it's not very well written or acted. It's all very obvious, but it's sincere as hell. You know, it's absolutely, you know, it wants to do good. It wants to send good vibes into the world. And in that case,
yeah, maybe that's not the worst thing in the
not
world.
Not the worst thing at all. Not the worst reason to make a movie. So, okay.
Let's talk about what's in theaters today. And this segment of the show, by the way, is brought to us by Rave Motion Pictures. Stay tuned to win a 4-pack of passes to any movie you want to go see at Rave Motion Pictures there on 53rd Street.
Where you can visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes. If you do that, then you're going to get the showtimes like I did each and every Friday. All digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks. And, of course, they have the IMAX.
We've got The Thing opening. And this is a prequel, not a remake.
It's a prequel to the John Carpenter one, yeah.
But the John Carpenter one was called The Thing.
Yes,
as was the original 1950s movie, The Thing.
Which the second one was a remake of, I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So this is a prequel to a remake of the original.
Listen. It's about a scientific expedition that stumbles across an extraterrestrial ship in the ice, awakening a murderous, shape-shifting creature. That sure sounds like The Thing
to me. It sounds like The Thing to me,
yeah. A little bit of the trailer here for you from The Thing.
We estimate it's been here 100,000 years.
I'm going to take a tissue sample.
Do you really think that's a good idea?
Yes, I do. You, my friends, will all be immortalized as the people who made this discovery. My God.
Somebody was attacked.
But it seems everyone is fine.
Either someone miraculously healed themselves, or someone is not who they say they are.
Boy, oh boy.
One of you.
Yeah.
You're the thing.
Yeah, you know, it seems like a good idea. I mean, it seems like a good spooky movie. Everyone's in the mood for that. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This time of year.
I mean,
I'm on board.
Get the crap scared out of them. So
bring it on.
And the original Thing you were saying is a movie that still resonates with
me. Oh, it's so good. It's so gross. Yeah, it is. It is a bloody disgusting movie. It's fun.
And it's got the kid in there from Bettendorf, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Eric Michael Olsen. Is that his name?
Christian
Olsen.
Eric Christian Olsen.
Right.
Yes, there we go.
He's
He's always good, actually. He's great.
Also opening in movie theaters today, another remake, Footloose, God help us.
God help us, indeed.
Big city teen is transplanted to a small southern town and challenges the community's ban on loud music and dancing.
Okay.
A little from Footloose.
What's the deal with the preacher's daughter? Huh? She worth all that attitude?
Man, back in the day, she used to be good at two-shoes, and now she front like she's some head rave. Been wearing the jeans all tight and everything.
Man, you could put a quarter in that girl's back pocket and tell it's head or tail. Why? You're trying to knock boots with her, aren't you?
Nah.
Yes, you are. Nah. He is.
I'm just curious. I ain't trying to take her ballroom dancing.
Well, that'd be pretty hard, being that that's against the law.
Public dancing is against the law if you're under 18 in Beaumont.
Shut up. Wait, jump back. Are you kidding me? Dancing is against the law.
Which is what we said 27 years ago, too.
Really? Still against the law, yeah.
Really?
And that's when Billy Idol shows up. Just breaks into Dancing with Myself.
Also opening in theaters today, we have Big Year, which is the Steve Martin, Owen Wilson, Jack Black picture.
They're looking for birds.
They're looking for birds.
Yeah.
It's a bird-watching movie.
They are okay. Obsessive bird-watchers duking it out to spot the most species in a given year. If you spot a number of species,
you're the winner.
That's a big year. Yeah, here's a little from that.
Have you ever wondered what killed your marriage to Steph in 03?
First of all, I was married to Bridget in 03.
January 1st, I'm out of here.
You realize the phase after retirement looks a little bit like this?
You quit school, you quit work.
Dad? Great talking to you.
I just want to do something big, you know?
We need a little adventure.
I'm doing a big year.
A year to do all the things we never could.
Now.
You'd think they'd be exhausted by now.
Race to the bottom.
They're turning their quest.
They're men, dear. If they ever stop competing, they die.
Into the ultimate competition.
Yeah!
I'm tired now. I need to lay down.
What I hear is that the trailers are incredibly misleading, if I'm getting that right from what I've read about this. Apparently, it's just this very light kind of genial comedy drama that they're selling is like this crazy ass slapstick.
People falling off cliffs
yeah.
and stuff.
Right. You got Jack Black in it. There's gotta be farting
Black, Owen,
and stuff. Right?
Yeah. Steve Martin. Who else is in it? There's like what's his name from Community? Joel McHale's in it.
Oh really?
Kevin Pollak's in it.
I mean, Jack
Angelica
Black,
Houston. It's got this really big, weird cast.
Jack Black has to get pooped on by the birds though, right?
Or poop on a bird himself.
Let me ask you this. Angelica Houston, nowhere for 20 years. Now she's in every movie. How does that work?
I'm on board. I don't know. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
But, you know, bring it on.
I haven't seen her since Pritzy's Honor. Now she's everywhere. I don't get it. He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. He is now off to the movies. And if you are the ninth caller at 326-ROCK, 326-1049, we will give you a four-pack of passes to go to any movie you like at the Rave Motion Pictures. They're on 53rd Street in Davenport. Good luck, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Read his reviews at rcreader.com. You doing a paper this week?
We had a paper yesterday, so go pick it up.
Then.
Just came out.
Go grab that and